thing that we spoke about the last couple of weeks. That's what I said, I made this change this year. Now we'll go to a different subject. Of course, I'll elaborate more and more what there is in the book, but just to take the idea from the book where the subject will go. I told you that this rabbi took the system of 2 years, 1 year this way, 1 year this way. 1 year was the laws of daily life, every day, and 1 year he took Shabbat, holidays, all different things. And every week he connected it to the parasha of the week, and he spoke about it. The first Bereshit, what is there? Of course, it is Baichulu Hashemayim V'Aretz, speaking about Shabbat. He started speaking about the Shabbat, he started speaking about the Kiddush, and so on. Then Parashat Noah, how we come to Parashat Vayera. In Vayera, he starts speaking already after he spoke about candles, we read before the Kiddush and the candles. He starts speaking about Kabbalah, Shabbat, and the prayers. I want you to know something that the rabbi did not mention here. Kabbalah, Shabbat, what does it mean? I have said before that it's a duty of every Jew to keep the Shabbat. The Shabbat begins when? There is 7 days in the week. The seventh is Shabbat. Every day is the beginning of the day and the end of the day. When the day begins, beginning of the night. When does it end? The end of the day. Then begins another day. This is true. But we said before that is, we don't know when the end the day ends, when the night begins. What does it mean? When we see dark, we know it's night. When we see light with the sun still shining, we know it's day. But this is no doubt. There is a time that's called twilight, or we call it in Hebrew Ben Hashemashot. That is between the day and the night. We don't know this part, where does it belong? Belong to the day or belong to the night? That's called Safek. Since you have a doubt, you have always to restrict yourself. The beginning of the Shabbat should begin from this part here on, before the night. And the end of the Shabbat should end like at the end, to make sure that you are not violating the law of the Shabbat. That's what's called Ben Hashemashot Safek. That means the 24 hours a day will become all of a sudden 25. Will become more before and more after. But then there is another law. The Torah said, I want you to add a little from Friday on Saturday, make it part of Saturday. The Torah said you must add a little. Add when? If you are adding only in that time of the twilight, it's not sufficient. Because maybe the twilight belongs to Shabbat already. And you have to add from Friday. That means already before the twilight, before sunset. You have to take part before sunset to belong to Shabbat. And you have to take part after sunset, the end of the Shabbat, to add a lot of, because you have to add before and after. That means extended, instead of 24 hours, we said 25, will become more than 25 now, 25 and a half. Because again, that additional part that the Torah wants you to put from Friday to Saturday and from Sunday to Saturday. Oh, now we come. You know, you have to go into the night for sure. Part of the night of Sunday would be already belongs to Shabbat. That's what we call I add. How much we add? There is no, the Torah didn't say how much. From the Torah you may come and say, okay, I'll add 2 minutes. I'll add 3 minutes. You're right. From the Torah did not tell you. You may do that. But Hachamim can say, listen, don't be ridiculous. Add a little time. Of course, here the Syrian community is saying, minimum should be 15 minutes. In some books, they put 18 minutes. Some calendars, they put 22 minutes. And Israel, they make it 40 minutes before sunset, the Shabbat already.
Is that to extend the Shabbat?
That's right. For extending the Shabbat.
Shabbat is a mitzvah, right?
Huh?
Shabbat is a mitzvah to do. It's a mitzvah.
Sure, of course.
But it says in the Torah, lo tosif velo, and don't take away from the mitzvah.
Well, that's when the Torah tells you lo tosif, don't add, you don't add. When I tell you to add, you add.
Oh, it's from, it's
sure. I said that Kadosh Baruch Hu ordered that you must add from Friday to Saturday.
And from now, Sunday also to Saturday.
That's right. I said from before and after. I mentioned that. This is the only thing that God did not say, how long you add, how much. According to the Torah, if you add it 2 minutes, you add it. But Hachamim came, the custom that they give you a certain minimum. We know that in Sunni community, they take the least all over. They don't want to make it hard on the people. 15 minutes, they say, before sunset, you make the Shabbat. That's called Tosefet Shabbat. In Hebrew, what you add on the Shabbat. The adding of the Shabbat depends, every individual is, do we have the minimum, you have a maximum. How much is the maximum that you can add? You can't come and say, from the morning, I'll make Shabbat. No, man, imagine they're telling me, crazy. Friday morning is Shabbat. But, then how long there before can I come and say, I add this, I make it Shabbat. I'm allowed to make it Shabbat. That's what they call Lag HaMincha. Half of the time of Mincha. What does it mean half of the time of Mincha? There is two different opinions in the Gemara. Well, when does Mincha time begins? We know, when does it end? Hachamim come and tell us, time of Mincha begins 2.5 hours before sunset, up to sunset. You have a time from Mincha, 2.5 hours. Only in special occasion, emergency, they allowed him 1/2 hour after midday. When is that? Like when the Jewish people used to have Pesach, Beit HaMikdash, he has to offer Korbano, there wasn't enough time, 2.5 hours. And they had to make first Korban Tamid, and then Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach comes after. And they wanted to offer already from the earliest time, to have enough time for all the people to offer Korban Pesach. They offered Korban Tamid early, 1/2 hour after midnight. Now, since they did Korban Tamid...
What, 1/2 hour after midday?
Midday. Because Pesach is supposed to be 14th afternoon. The day before Pesach, they slaughter it. The eating is at night. But the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, to make the sacrifice,
until what
is
time?
The day afternoon of the day before Pesach.
Erev Pesach.
The afternoon. And that afternoon, they should have first Korban Tamid. What's Korban Tamid? They used to offer twice a day. One in the morning, one in the evening. Keves Ahad Ha'aseh B'Boker, Keves Ha'aseh Ta'aseh Ben Arbaim. Korban Tamid must be first. Korban Tamid usually, it was 3 hours before sunset, and then they made the other korbanot that's supposed to be after Korban Tamid. But on Erev Pesach, they don't have enough time. They start making Korban Tamid, but the Torah said Korban Tamid also must be afternoon. You can't do it in the morning. Korban Tamid of the afternoon. Ben Arbaim means afternoon. From noon till sunset, it's called Ben Arbaim, between. Then they do the Korban Tamid the earliest time, when the sun starts to go to the west. That is already about 1/2 hour after midday. After the Korban Tamid, they offer the Korban Pesach, one after another. They have enough, because sometimes it runs to the millions. Millions of animals they offered that day. That's why they came and say, if a person on emergency case, the way they did Korban, and Korban Pesach, the person could do Mincha earlier. But it's better to do it from 2.5 hours before till sunset.
When's the best time to do it? Like we do it now, we do it like 15, 20 minutes before sunset.
That's right, that's the best, the closest time to the sunset. One rabbi came and said, no, he disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda, it's called. He said, I give him 1/2 the time that you are giving him. What do you mean 1/2 the time? The time begins when, how the way you say, it's true, 2.5 hours before sunset. But it ends 1.25 hours before sunset. I give him 1/2 of your time. Then he gave them from 2.5 hours before sunset till 1/4, and they gave also this 1/4. And depends, when does it end, the time of Menha, depends on Arbit also. Arbit begins right after Menha time ending. According to Biyudah, you pray Arbit an hour and a quarter before sunset. According to Hachamim, oh no, you have to wait till dark, till after sunset. What do we do today? We pray Arbit many times before sunset, don't we? Summer, go see everybody, praise very hard. We do like Arbit. The Gemara said, whoever wants to do like a Yehuda, he may. Whoever wants to do like Hachamim, he may. I said, but the day you make like Yehuda, today, they do both ways. Mincha, they do like Hachamim. Arbit, they do like a Yehuda. But this is the custom already, and one way they do like this, one way like this. This is called Pelag Mincha. Pelag Mincha, half of the time of Mincha. The time of Shabbat, you can add to it, but you can add from this time that Hachamim said, half of the time of Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shabbat, you can make it, add it. When I say an hour and a quarter, remember what I said many times. Doesn't mean an hour of 60 minutes. What does it mean then? An hour. One part of 12 parts of the day. You divide the day into 12 parts. One part is called 1 hour. Could be sometimes in summer, there's 18 hours in the day. An hour and a half, it's called 1 hour. 90 minutes called 1 hour. Because you divide it into 12 parts. Each part is called 1 hour. That's called Sha'ot Zemaniyot. The hour goes according to the time of the day. If the day is long or short. If the day is long, the hour is long. The day is short, the hour is short. You divide the day into 12 parts. This is the ruling that's called Sha'ot Zemaniyot. For example, now we have today sunrise about 6, almost 6:30. Sunset, you can see already, 4:50 something. See, the day is short already. Already started getting short. From 6:30 to 4:50, much less than 12 hours. It's going to go to 9.5 hours.
But you still divide it by 12?
Yeah. And becomes the hour 45 minutes. But in summer, 90 minutes. Big difference.
So in the summer, you can make Shabbat longer.
That's right.
You can add 90 and 45.
That's right. But almost.
To almost
that's
12.
An hour and a quarter, not 45, not half.
What's the...
An hour and something, yeah.
What's the earliest you can pray Mincha during the weekday now? Now that it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
Then you divide the day. First of all, you have to know when the day begins. We said 6:30. When does it end? 4:50, we said. Then how many hours there is in the day? From 6:30 till an hour, that time. It's already, you have 10, almost 10 and a half, say. And when this is not enough, this is the sunrise, then you add 1/10 of this, that once we say 10 and a half, 1/10 an hour and 3 minutes. Put an hour and 3 minutes subtract from the time of sunrise. Sunrise 6:30, an hour and 3 minutes, what will be? 5:30 almost. 5:30 begins the day. 5:30 till 4:50, that now becomes another hour already.
Almost 11.5 hours.
No, almost. The 11.5 hours in the day. And then you come and say, as we said before, 2.5 hours of this. That means each take, what will be if you divide it into 12, will be the hour less than 60 minutes. Say 55. An hour and a quarter will be 55, and quarter of 55, about say 19 minutes. That's, again, there is about almost 55 and 90 minutes. Say 20, that's 75, 74. That's about an hour and a quarter before 4:50, you can pray Mincha.
I have a double question.
Yeah.
I hope you forgive me because I'm like pulling his. A man takes an airplane from California to New York. The time changes.
3 hours back.
How does he?
California, 3 hours.
Right. So he does it.
We are ahead of them.
Right. He's still figures the time and the place he's at.
Wherever he is.
Now, one place.
A man goes to the north of the globe. And the day could be 3 months long. How does he calculate it?
The places that the day is a very, very long. There is places that are 6 months.
Yes.
A day and 6 months a night.
Yes.
Those places, they go according to the hour. There is no solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing will do. Same thing with Sabbath, with everything. One is Shabbat, according to the hour. They did not find a solution for this man only this way. There are many, many problems comes with people who travel from here to the Far East or from Far East to here. Sometimes they gain a day, sometimes they lose a day. They ask me many, many times questions. They were quoting me wrong many times. And I typed for them, I printed for them the questions and answers that they gave me. I told them, refer your question to me in writing, I'll give them the answer in writing. I did. The first one that came to ask me about this was Mori Mizrahi. Mori Mizrahi is his cousin. That's Abe Shaman's son-in-law. Mori Mizrahi was traveling a lot to the Far East. When he came, I told him, listen, you did not relay to all questions that there is. He gave me, I think, about 8 questions. And I gave him an answer and took it and showed it to some Ashkenazim robbers. They grabbed it. They made many, many copies and they were distributing it. Because I dealt on a number of things most common and very, very important. People, and they gave my opinion about it. And they do it. There is many questions that come. Sometimes there are differences of opinions. And I gave my personal decision to what I think they should do. And this is a matter of... could create many problems many times. Because there are differences of opinions. And I have, as I said, I made my decision the way I believe and I understand it's the right thing. And one of the things I have even disagreement with my colleague, who is a very, very great rabbi, we had differences of opinion about one thing. The rabbi, Avadia Yosef, he said one way, I said different way. We had differences only in one thing from all those things. In general, we agreed. But there is no end to that. We know that there are many, many problems that they need some kind of solution to resolve. We have to make a decision sometimes, the way we believe. Anyhow, we go now, as I said, a person comes and said, I want to accept the Shabbat earlier. We tell him, listen, you have the minimum of 50 minutes. You want to make it 20, make it. 25, make it. 30, make it. But there is a limit of time, which is called an hour and quarter before sunset. And I said the hour and quarter depends on the length of the day, like how long or how short.
Like in the summer when they say Kabbalat Shabbat, like 6:30.
Yeah.
Shabbat is at 8.
That's 8:30 sometimes 8:30. The sunset.
So
6:30 is no good.
It's too early.
Yeah, that's right. I told them when I came here to the States the first year, I was in Bensonhurst, and in the Magen David used to have Minyan Rishon. From Kabbalat Shabbat and Hain Arbit, and Alav Shalom Shaya Shomer was there. And they were praying 6 o'clock. They prayed 6 o'clock Minha. They came right away after Minha, they made Kabbalat Shabbat. Said, wait a minute, what are you doing? We made Kabbalat Shabbat. Said, you can't, why can't we? We can add. To the Shabbat, said, no, you can add with limit. You can add any time you want. Today is the sunset 8:30. I figured it. It is about 7, a few minutes after 7 begins time of Kabbalat Shabbat. Abid, who he said, you brought us something in you all of our life for many years. We do it here. This is why you do it. It's not right. You didn't pay attention to it. But now I'm telling you, you should pay attention. He started him. I told him, here, I'll show you. I showed him. He was a Panamanian. Learn and understand. So I'll tell you, if somebody else told it to me, I would never listen to him. From then on, we started playing Mincha 6:30, Shir HaShirim 6:30. The Mincha was about 6:45. Then we played Mincha. Then we said Kabbalat Shabbat about 7. Until we said Kabbalat Shabbat, already time of Arbit was. This is what we do here also. I told them to be careful. Summer, they can't start too early. And a matter of fact, in one of our synagogues, there was the World Series game they wanted to watch was Friday night. And the leader over there, supposed to be a spiritual leader, he told them, okay, he announced next Friday, Mincha will be at 1:00 Friday, to give them a chance that they will look at the World Series game. And they prayed, Mincha, Kabbalat Shabbat, Na'abim. He was telling me what I did. Look, I did that for the women. I said, you did that? This is not allowed. He said, not allowed. What do you mean not allowed? You can add to the Shabbat from before. I said, no, with a limit, Shulchan Aruch. You can't go against Shulchan Aruch. All these berachot levatala. You pray Mincha and Kabbalat Shabbat, and Arbit of Shabbat from 1-2 o'clock afternoon. Much, much before time, you can. Come back the Shabbat Thursday, you say this is Shabbat. It's a nonsense. Same thing here. There is a limit how much you can make. He looked at me and he was very proud of himself. He was doing something good. And all of a sudden, we tell him it's wrong. This is, they have to know what's written, what the Shulchan Aruch is. They can do it.
Like this year with Sukkot, what did they do, you know, when you say, yeah, from holiday from Hag to Shabbat. You can't take away from the holiday to make it Shabbat already.
That's right.
So what do you know?
That's right. That's why, what is more strict?
For Shabbat?
What you don't do on Shabbat, definitely you can do on Shabbat. But what you do on Yom Tov, there are things you do on Yom Tov you don't do on Shabbat. Then that part that you're on that, if it is Yom Tov Shabbat, you don't do.
You give it to Shabbat.
Right.
Do you understand?
It's Shabbat.
Very simple.
Right, but you can't like say, you can't say Arbit Shabbat on holiday. You can't
That's
say.
Right. That's
so
why
wait,
we
you
don't.
Say you wait.
That's why we leave it like that.
Till sundown.
No,
till
but
you see
you see, prayers, the praise is different. Hachamim permitted us to say even Arbit of weekdays. Earlier, again, they give us time of a prayer from Pelaga Mincha. You come and say, I want to pray Arbit of Motzei Shabbat, an hour and quarter before sunset. Can I or not? From the halacha point of view, you can. But they don't like to do it because of you say, Tahalantanunda. But they say, in case of emergency, a person can do it. I remember we used to have in Israel curfew from 6 to 6. 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. It was time of riots and everything. The government ordered curfew. Now curfew, we wanted to pray. 6 o'clock is not sunset yet. They allowed them to pray Arbit here, but no lighting candles, nothing. You can make up the law on the cup of wine yet, till you go home later. But the prayer, you could. Prayer, Hachamim permitted. Yeah, the prayer doesn't matter. But you can't come out and say Havdalah. You see, if you make Kiddush, there is Havdalah in its own from Saturday to Yom Tov. You can't say Havdalah, that's why you have to wait till after dark. Because you have to be more strict. You can put candles on till dark. That's why you wait. The question is good, but this is that we make it more strict. Whatever it's more strict, we join this part to the strict one. Anyhow, we went to elaborate more on this, what Pelaga Mincha, and how much before time you make Kabbalat Shabbat. All this I'm analyzing about the time. Now I'm going and say, today people come and say, I want to be Mekabel Shabbat. Every individual can do as much time as he wants. That's why there's a group called Minyan Rishon, they do it one earlier, one later, doesn't matter. But when is that the time that a person will do the act that he is doing it will be called accepted the Shabbat already. A woman, we know, when they light the candles. Doesn't mean when they light the candles become Shabbat, they light the candles at 8 o'clock at night, and since it is 6, will be for them Shabbat 8 o'clock. That's already ridiculous. Shabbat already there, from 6 o'clock definitely, but you have to add before. Then if she lights the candles half an hour before Shabbat, it's already Shabbat for her. If she lights it 1 hour before, it's Shabbat for her. As we said, with the limit of time of an hour and a quarter before sunset. Now, a woman depends on the lighting of the candles. Men, when does become Kabbalah Shabbat for him?
I remember you once said, as soon as he said, it was Moshe Leon on Shabbat.
Well.
That's what I remember. I remember
well,
years ago.
Well, in a way you're right, in a way you're wrong. Let me tell you one thing. Originally, during the Talmud time, I've been talking 2,000 years ago, they didn't have no Mizmor Shirim HaShabbat and no Lecha Dodi. What did they do? They came to the shul, Baruch et Ha'onai HaMivorach, Baruch the minute they said Baruch, that was Kabbalat Shabbat. Later on, about 1,400 years ago, came the rabbis, the leaders of that time, and said they should say Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. And they stood up, said Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat Tov Lehodot. They said all together, and then the Hazan stood to say Baruch Hu. The minute they said Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat, they accepted the Shabbat. That means they were saying, well, we're going to begin the Shabbat with Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. That they accepted Shabbat by saying Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. Later on, 400 years ago, came one rabbi, very great rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo HaLevi El-Kabatz, his name. He wrote a poem, beautiful poem for honoring the day of Shabbat. He was pouring his heart to show how beautiful the Shabbat is and that. And he wrote this poem. This poem went all over the world. He was Sephardi. He wasn't Sephard. He wrote it in one of the cities in Israel. But the poem went every corner of the world. When people saw it, everybody loved it. Ashkenazim, Sephardim, they all adopted it. This is one of the things of the miracles, that one Sephardi, one rabbi, wrote something and went all over the world, in every community of the Jewish people, 400 years ago. It came, that's Lecha Dodi, Lekat Kalam. Now, from then on, they started singing this Lecha Dodi in Ashkenazim. Lecha Dodi likrat kala, pene Shabbat nekabela, shamo zochom v'dibur echad, and so on. We have a different melody, but they all adapted. The song is there. And by saying the song, it became Kabbalat Shabbat.
Then how come the Ashkenazim say, they say that, and as you do it,
they
have
the
extra parts.
They have more to it than we do. Well, all of them, Sephardim, also they have more.
We don't say it.
No. Wait a minute. If you look, the whole poem written according to his name, Shlomo HaLevi. He wrote to his name exactly every verse, every paragraph, one of the letters of his name. Shamor v'zachor v'dibur echad. Then likrat Shabbat v'chu v'nelecha. After that, Mikdash Melech Eir Melucha, that Mem, begins with Mem. Then He, Hitna Ari Me'afar Kumi. This was skipped. But there is another He there. Ta'ori, Ta'ori, Kvarech, because Halevi, we use one He for both. Why? He wrote the whole thing. But some rabbis didn't want to use those verses that they express sorrow and sadness in Itna'ari Me'afar Kumi. They say that, what is Itna'ari Me'afar Kumi? Oh, those who is down to the ground, please rise and come back. That means praying for the Jewish people that they will come the days that they will come back to their kingdom. את נעברי מהעפר קומי שבירושלים את פתחים עושה רצה ברך שבירה ארציון. Then, because of that, some rabbis said, no, no, no. We are entering the Shabbat. We want to accept the Shabbat. When we accept the Shabbat, we feel joy and happiness. We shouldn't. They took off those sandals. Some communities, not all. In the Syrian community, in Aleppo, some synagogues said it, all. Some synagogues didn't. They skipped those few sentences. The Mekubalim, the Kabbalists, didn't like those few sentences. And they eliminated it. And here, Magen David and Shari Tzion, we eliminated it. But used to be Midrash Satan on 67th Street. They said the whole thing. There's Ahiezer Shawam, they said the whole thing. Sure. Now Aleppo, not all of them. Some they said, some they didn't. Ashkenazim, they said the whole thing.
Did the Shawam say the whole thing?
Okay, sure. The Shawam said the whole thing. In Sham, in Damascus, they said the whole thing. They continue. In Israel, some they said the whole thing, some they skip. Those who follow the Kabbalah, those that follow the Kabbalah, the Kabbalists said don't say it, they don't say it.
It's no right and wrong, it's just what you're accustomed to.
No right and wrong, custom. That is how we came to the point. Very good. But according to the Kabbalists, it's longer. And so we follow the Kabbalah and we don't do it. We have one rule. In Hebrew they say, whenever they tell you have to do or you shouldn't do, you don't do. Shev ve'al ta'aseh adif. Sit down and don't do, it's better. Because if you do, maybe you are doing wrong. Why should I do wrong? I don't do it. Do you understand?
But if you don't do, you're doing wrong. You don't do wrong.
That's not a must that you come say these words for Kabbalah Shabbat. Ms. Moshir no Shabbat, you accept the Shabbat. You don't do wrong, but if you say it, maybe it's wrong. It's to bring sadness as you enter the Shabbat. Say a person should not be in Ta'anit when he enters the Shabbat. Except one Ta'anit that told me he could say do it. But in general, they told him to eat before enters the Shabbat. That's wrong already to enter the Shabbat with sadness. This is. Okay, now, therefore, today we make Kabbalah Shabbat already with Lecha Dodi. And now comes another question.
Mitzvah
David is part of it.
Oh, part of
because comes the words that mention Shabbat is in Lecha Dodi. That's right. What do you say, Lecha Dodi? Come, oh, my lover, let's go and welcome the Shabbat. One calls on the other one, let's go on the one. They used to go. Long ago, used to go outside of the city to the fields and say, today you are in New York, go outside the city, where will you go?
Yeah.
But in Jerusalem, I used to see it. All the rabbis, they go out to the field, and where they see to the west side, they see sun, how the sun goes down, and they say, Lecha Dodi, and they face that place, that means to see that sun is going down soon.
Is that why we turn around?
Good boy.
Oh, I thought you're not supposed to pray in the field. I thought you're never supposed to pray in the field.
This is not the prayer Arbit itself. Long ago, they used to pray in the field because they didn't have no synagogues like our time. They used to have homes and not synagogues. They had to go out to the field to pray. But the only thing is they didn't pray near a tree and that. They prayed in the open, only a fence and around.
I saw one time on the highway in New Jersey, coming back from the mountains,
yeah,
a whole busload of Hasidim got out and they were saluting on the road, right on the highway.
They did what?
They were saluting on the road on the highway. They got out. So it must have been nightfall. It must have been doing Minha.
Sometimes.
Maybe only Minha.
Maybe
they have that special.
They played Minha and they went.
They got out.
But they wouldn't play Arbit and then go on the bus.
No, of course not.
No, they have that special bus that stops for the Hamidah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like praying in the field, though. It's like, how would they do that?
That's, well, yeah.
Do what?
In other words, you're saying, how would they go out and pray in the
field? I imagine
if
they're traveling, they have no choice.
I said it's okay. Of course it's okay.
It's okay to pray in the field. It's not okay.
It's better not. But if there is no way, you pray.
There's no choice, you do it.
You're supposed to pray Amidah standing straight, facing the east. If you're on the train and the time is going over, what do? You stand up and pray in the train, the way you are there, the train goes this way, zigzag, and you are not going to be on to the east and that. That's Mishnah said. If you're on the boat,
sounds like me.
And the boat all of a sudden goes this way, this way, this way, what do you do?
You think of Yerushalayim.
You pray without your kavanah will be to the Yerushalayim. But your face is not going to be directed to Yerushalayim. 1 minute yes, 1 minute no.
I know which way to go, but.
I bet you're on the F
train. Yeah.
I have a
question. Where did my man Martin come from? Isn't that from the Mishnah?
It's a Mishnah. Masechet Shabbat. It's a Mishnah. But
okay.
Why they read it? This is a custom to read Bamei Madikin, because it's mentioned over there in Bamei Madikin, very close to the end of the chapter. There are three things that man has to say to the members of his family every Friday. Shlosha devarim tzarich adam lomar b'toch b'toch Arab Shabbat. There are three things that he has to come, make sure that he talks to the members of the family and asking them. Esarten, that's the first question. He's asking them, did you take maaser? Arav ten, did you make aruv? Hadliku etaner, light the candles. That means when a man comes, sees that Shabbat is very close, before Shabbat will be, he tells his wife, his children, did you take maaser? What's maaser?
Halak.
And Eretz Israel, no. Eretz Israel. You eat food, you have food. If the food came before you eat it, you must take maaser out of it. You can't eat it without taking maaser to give to the Levi. If you eat it, it's hayab mita. Imagine such a big avon it is to eat without taking maaser. Today they don't give it to the Levi, but still they have to take maaser. They make a redemption the way they do with Pidyon HaBen. They redeem it on something. There is big people supervise over there. There's a rabbi.
The mizbah is only in Israel. In Israel, it's not over here.
Even
in Israel. In Israel,
only
not in Chutz La'aretz. The maaser is in Eretz Israel, not in Chutz La'aretz. There is maaser in Chutz La'aretz about money, not about food. Food, up to now, there is maaser in Eretz Israel, and even the food over there that come here, there is Jaffa oranges. They have to take maaser out of it. Even if it comes here. Depend where. Some people, they come, I had the opportunity. Once I had a bar mitzvah of my boy. The footman came and told me. He waited. He said, Rabbi, I have my gift to you. He thought he's doing me such a big favor. What he did, he bought me a box. He brought it to my house, delivered Jaffa oranges. He made a special order to bring in. Jaffa oranges are considered the best. And he brought them, the whole box, cost him a little more money, and they wanted to give it a gift to me, a mitzvah of my boy. And they even gave me troubles. I had to sit down, take my asir, and take down. I put rather, let me even get, I didn't have the time to sit down Friday, take my asir, that I was so busy. I would rather take to California, Florida oranges. I didn't want them.
You had to find Levi to make them.
But I didn't.
When they ship it here, don't they take maaser?
Huh?
When they ship it here.
Yeah, but
they
you
do
see,
take maaser, right?
Today they do, usually in Eretz Israel, the supervision. Everything comes on the market. They take already the rabbinate, take maaser out of it before they sell it. And the very big Hasidim there, they don't rely on it. They are afraid maybe they brought to the market something was not taken. They do themselves.
They can do it.
What comes export from Israel to here, I don't know. Maybe it comes direct from the farmers. And therefore I was worried. I was afraid and I took maaser. The only thing you don't say beracha, because you don't know if they took or not. Therefore we take maaser without beracha. And there is a special things. Now this is, we got that, he said, the man has to, did you take maaser out of the food? To remind him. Then Arav 10, what's Arav 10? You know one Aruv. There is Aruv Tavshilin. What's Aruv Tavshilin? When the holiday comes on Friday, or Thursday and Friday, you can't cook on Yom Tov, even for Shabbat, even though the Shabbat is greater. And you can cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, but you can't cook for Yom Tov from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Why? Because if I tell you you can cook today for tomorrow, your rabbi told me to cook, from Yom Tov to another day. He will come to do it another year from Yom Tov to the weekdays. And this is not allowed. Yom Tov, the Torah permitted to cook only for the sake of the day. Yom Tov to Shabbat, it's okay, but Chachamim said if you allow him to do from Yom Tov to Shabbat, he said, I remember last year the rabbi told me to cook Tuesday for Wednesday, Friday for Saturday, same thing Tuesday for Wednesday. He wouldn't know. Came Chachamim and said, if comes holiday on Friday, start doing something from the day before the holiday. If it is Friday, Thursday. If it is Thursday, Friday, start Wednesday. What? You prepare two things, bread and something to eat with the bread, food that you eat with bread. That means two things, bread and food. Okay. Usually you can prepare anything. You can prepare bread, challah, as long as you have, and food, anything, fish, ajer, do whatever you want. But the custom is to put hard-boiled egg, why? Because it lasts longer, it doesn't get spoiled. Those days wasn't days of frigidaire and freezer and that. They wanted something that shouldn't get spoiled. And why? Because you must leave it from the time you make the eruv, the day before the holiday, till Shabbat. If you leave it till Shabbat, what's the idea? And you know, since we started the day before, we can continue to cook on Shabbat for the food, prepare some food for Shabbat from before. That's what we did. That's called Eruv, mixing the food that you prepared the day before the holiday with the food that you do on the holiday for Shabbat. This is okay. To remind a person not to take it lightly, to know that Yom Tov you can't cook for another day except for Shabbat. He started before the tell you're talking. That's called Eruv Tavshilin, Eruv for the food. But there is another Eruv.
You have to eat what you
with, and, you have to eat it on Shabbat. We usually we make kiddush on Friday night and we bring the aruv there. We eat the aruv.
You have to have that. You have to have that egg in the bread. Yeah.
We do that. That's aruv tavshilin. There is aruv hatzerot. What are hatzerot? Means a yard. We usually those days they used to have what they called the hosh. Hosh is hatzer. Like the project's houses today in the middle there is. Pool, there is couch, there is benches, they sit down and okay. They used to have a very large yard. Those in the overseas, in the Middle East, used to be homes like this all around. Built in the middle was the yard for all the people of all the families. Okay. Then this is a yard. Every house is considered mine, yours. The question is, I can use my house or what I want. Move things from one room to another, it's all my house. Private domain. You can do it in your house. How about I come from my house to your house? Can I carry things and bring it from the low point to you? Yes. But Chachamim said, look,
you can't.
It's true, this is all called private domain. It's okay because but in enclosure. What makes it private domain? That there is enclosure. It's all fenced. And according to Torah, you can move. You can move from the house to the yard. Even though the yard being used by many, by all of us. But Chaim said, it looks to the people, it will be misleading. So look, the yard being used by me, by him, by everyone, and they tell us we can carry something I can carry outside to the street. We come and say, no. Let's make ourselves like one family. What? Let's go participate together. Buy one loaf of bread. Buy this loaf of bread. We become like one family. We all eat from it. We'll put it in the house of one of our people. One of those people that make a roof together, but let's be mixed together as one family. We'll put it in the house of Mr. So-and-so Jackie. And they put in Jackie's house. And that's good for everyone. But then it comes that they have to pay everyone for that. I hope. But then they come and say, they don't have to pay. The one said, here, I'm making this bread for Arub, and I'm giving the right that this part of it for this one, part of it this one, I'm giving them, I'm spending, or so what? That's called mezake. I give him. In order, we put Arub in one house, No, that all of us will be able to use the yard, we become like one family. Okay, that's from called Erovei Hatzirot. The yard was mixed to be like one family. And they leave the Erov, they don't have to eat it, they leave it. Some long ago they used to make every Shabbat Erov because they ate it. They didn't leave it. But then they didn't want to bother every Shabbat. They made on Arab Pesach. They make matzah, kosher matzah, for Pesach. They made it for Pesach, they made it for the whole year. They leave it. Matzah can stay. Last. From Pesach to Pesach. Came the Pesach, they ate it.
It is the kosher to do that?
Yeah, I didn't know that. They do it in Jerusalem up to now. Mm-hmm. Always. From Pesach to Pesach. Every time you see matzah, and they put in the shul many times. That's Erovei Hatzirot for all the city. Okay.
That's called. Has a whole matzah.
Yeah, but not all of them.
But it has to be separate.
Not always.
You can't use it during the year.
Even if there is Homa, it's considered like one yard. But again, too many, you have to make a rule.
In a city that has a wall.
Yeah, the wall, even though there is a wall, there is many people in it, many homes. That's why they have to make a rule. I said, that's called Erovei Hatzirot. What you are talking, that's a different thing. Erovei Tehumin. I'm not going to a third one now.
Okay.
It would be too much.
Can you have an Eruv without a wall?
Without a wall?
I have a Kanasi. My shul says, yeah, we have an Eruv.
What do you mean, Eruv without
here,
a wall?
From here to here.
What kind of Eruv you talk?
Well, you could carry things on Shabbat.
So what?
You could carry on Shabbat. You could wheel a baby carriage.